for CEF Mobile.
CFW.
T.
I'm headed to the house. How about you?
Same.
Well, hump day.
The bad part is I still got Thursday, Friday, and Saturday to go.
You got to work on Saturday.
It happens too often now. I mean, this is only the second one this year in my new area, and I've only had to work one of them, so I guess I really can't complain too much.
You have to do it twice a year, so, I mean, 2 out of 52 ain't too bad.
Not at all. I'll take that better than every other Saturday. All Saturday morning biscuits at Bojangles.
Other days, except for Saturdays.
Yesterday was the one day where we didn't have a meeting first thing in the morning. It wouldn't be till about 7:30. So I could take my time getting to work, stop by Bojangles, get some biscuits, and then go in. Get everything going, you know, the line starts up, and then I go to the first meeting at 7:30. So it was the only one that has that luxury.
And early enough?
Early enough.
I hear you.
I like sleeping more.
I started eating a yogurt and maybe a bagel about 9 o'clock.
Start fixing me a little something. I'm going to the cafeteria and getting breakfast just about every morning. Even though it's still low carb on my diet, it's not good to be doing that every morning. Plus, I mean, you know, sausage and bacon isn't exactly a low cholesterol food.
KN4VWA.
We both think you're both full of beans.
Good afternoon, guys.
I'm Chandler.
Steve, the only one full of beans on this frequency is you.
Now, Chandler, I was referring to you, and I think those two are full of beans.
Those two are my friends. Now, I ain't going to turn on them.
So Steve's not your friend?
Friend? I ain't going to go out with any of my friends. And I don't have to agree with
him. Hey to you guys. I got a little bit of work I got to tend to here. So y'all have fun. And I got to install my radio in a new vehicle. So y'all have fun at it, and I'm going to get to work. K4VWA, I'm clear. Y'all carry on.
73, Steve, and you better behave yourself. I'll get my belt on you.
In the shade today?
For like maybe 30 minutes. How about you? How was your day?
Pretty good. Had to do a lot of running around. Man, there's a fairly new Mustang right here beside me, and they got that thing lowered. Not that it wasn't low enough, but I swear to God it's only 1 inch off the ground. It's lower than a NASCAR.
Not as me, man. I don't like that.
Speed bump.
Yeah, you drag the bottom or rip the spoiler off at the front, or man, if you hit a dead squirrel, it's going to rip the spoiler right off.
Job going. It's a little warm outside right now.
Hey, hang on a second. I got people at work want me to spin my tires.
Peter, for a minute.
He's not old enough to realize spinning them tires on the pavement just makes you have to go pay for new tires.
They spend that money. I don't like buying them now. $700-something. I ain't going to waste it.
2002 Trans Am convertible, and I think we had it a couple of years, and maybe we spun the tires once just for the heck of it.
Played that at least once.
29 miles per gallon out of that thing. It had a 350 in it.
Come back, I'm sorry.
You put down how many miles did you take off your tires?
KO4WWZ.
The cost to rev the engine up that high just enough to break traction.
About you. How many miles did you take off your tires by spinning them? KN4 TFW.
honestly don't know. They don't drive them, Wade. They're just itching for me to do something fun. That's all. I barely spun. It was like a quick little spin, not really nothing prolonged.
Tires, extra gas, wear and tear on the engine and transmission. Yeah, I'm not gonna do it.
I don't do it too often, but when I do it good.
Well, you might as well do it right, I guess.
Just spun your tires, just for fun.
A four. The older I get, the less I want to do it, though. Yeah, I mean, now I'm getting old, all I think about is the money I'm losing when I spin my tires or take off too fast or all that good stuff.
I'm
spinning on more radios, so that's where you gotta put your priorities at.
I want to get the Icon 5100. That thing is a dual-band radio, but that thing can do so much, and it has a cross-band receipt.
I'm not too familiar with that one, but Icon makes good product.
They're talking on right now.
On a basis.
Chandler, go ahead again.
I was asking what kind of radios y'all use on a daily basis.
This one's an ICOM 2730.
ASU FTM, shoot, I don't know, 400 XD or something like that.
A good packet system on it.
I like it for the detachable head, but, I mean, it does everything I want out of it. You know, I didn't really make an informed decision. In all honesty, it was just, I needed a radio, and I liked the way it looked, so I bought it.
Let's have crossband repeat.
Yep, perfect double. It's just there at the very end. Chandler, stop right where you did, Ken.
Go ahead, Chandler.
I'm doubling back today. My apologies again. I'm having a toss-up. Either I want to get the Icon 5100 or the Yaesu STX 400M, something like that. They both have touchscreen remote heads, but they're pretty much the same thing. They just have a little bit different features. What I like about the Yaesu is it'll give off a weather alert.
It's real simple to use. It doesn't have a lot of bells and whistles, and I don't need it riding down the road. You know, I don't need extra distractions. But, you know, the face comes off, cross-band repeat, dual VFOs, and that. So, I like it. I can't complain at all at it. And I picked it up as an open box for, like, $200.
How much I paid for mine, but, yeah, mine's a FTM 400. And it's a nice radio. The detachable faceplate, to me, is probably one of the absolute best features of any radio you can buy.
Now, the detachable faceplate, where do you know it?
So they usually come with a bracket or something. So mine's sticky to the top of my dash, and it's sitting on a bracket. Ken, how do you have yours mounted?
I just got mine in a cell phone holder and a suction cup on the windshield.
Kind of put the radio wherever you want. But the only thing I wish mine, what I need to do is the speaker. I need to add an external speaker. That way I can put the radio somewhere different. Because the speaker fires towards the console, which is not the best, but, it's not horrible either. So I wouldn't mind a little different setup.
A driver's seat.
Are you listening to it from under the seat?
Not listening to it from under the seat.
I would have thought you needed a speaker, but your car's probably a lot quieter in my truck.
Down.
Somebody
keyed up in the background while you were talking. How did you?
No, when he went the second time, it's like something keyed up on him again.
Chandler, KO4CES.
I was asking if anybody on if you guys ever attempted to drive a stick shift and talk on the radio at the same time?
I can do it and that, but I grew up doing it on 11 meters, but Dave does it right now KB4CBA, his car is a manual.
It's like back in my high school days with talking on a CB on the way to school, that was, I had to shift the Toyota pickup truck the whole way.
I had the mic in my left hand.
I've been driving stick shift with my knees.
I know some radios have Bluetooth features in the headphones and whatnot. I don't know how you key them up, but, I mean, that might always be an option. You put it on Vox if your car's quiet enough.
That'd be an option.
I don't think the station sucks.
Look to the radio, KN4TFW, or the FM radio.
I think my radio, either you can add a Bluetooth module or something. I don't know. I never really looked into it because I don't think it did me a whole lot of good. But, I mean, there's definitely radios out there that have it. Ken, I think your radio, I think there's a version of that you can get that's got Bluetooth, right? The HT that you use?
You can add a little card. It's like $25 for this one.
Option, Chandler. I'd look at it if you decide to start upgrading. That might be one of the features you want to look at.
About all the buttons on the microphone itself.
An EMF microphone, right?
Your microphone that come with it. Hang on, I'm going through the drive-thru. Let me place my order. I'll be back. KM4TFW.
Got the numbers and all that stuff on it, and it'll do DKMF. I've never tried to use it before, but it'll work. The only thing I mainly use it for is to split between VFO A and B. That's simple enough on the hand mic. Right in this hot weather, my truck's saying it's 99 to 100 degrees.
Okay. Actually, to be very honest with you, Duke Energy come out because when he's working the pipe, when he's flagging the pipe today, and they said to get off the road. They said that we need you guys off the road. It's too hot out here. We have to call it. But the good news is I got paid until 5:30. We all did. So I'm thankful for that.
Oh, that's a good thing. But yeah, it's about too hot to stand outside. You gotta be careful with that. I guess you just gotta make sure you stay hydrated, right?
Have 33 ounces of water plus 2 16-ounce bottles of water. So if I'm not hydrated, there's something wrong with me. KO4WWZ for ID is a KN4PFW and KO4CEF.
Yeah, so I might stay hydrated. I'll be doing the same thing. I got Boy Scout summer camp coming up in less than 2 weeks. No air conditioner. Sleeping in a canvas tent. I'm going to sweat my butt off. I'm looking forward to it, but man, I ain't looking forward to having to give up my air conditioner for a week. KO4CEF.
Oh, man. No air conditioning. Whew. That's rough, man. I feel for you. I really do. Anything I can get you that might help?
Take a little fan with me and I mean, it's up in the mountains near Mount Airy in North Carolina, so hopefully it'll be slightly cooler than here, but, you know, if it's 100 down here, it might be 95 up there. It ain't going to be a whole lot of relief.
Yeah, you know, the funny thing about the mountains to me is that down here, the mountains are the biggest factor in determining whether we're going to get some storms or not. Have you ever noticed that?
Live up on, I guess they live at Lincoln-Tron, and you can see Hogback Mountain kind of off in the distance, and you'll see storms that they're brewing, look like they're going to come over the mountain, and then they just never really make it. They kind of peter out before they get over.
Summertime, when you can watch the storms, they're like hundreds of miles away, that you can see the lightning and the clouds from where you are. Those are awesome to watch.
Love sitting outside in the summertime, you know, looking at either a thunderstorm or light, you know, I guess they call it heat lightning, even though it's just regular lightning off in the distance.
Now, some of the most beautiful things in life come from nature. And we don't even got to pay to watch it. All we have to do is sit on our front porch. There she goes. It's just a beautiful sight. It really is.
Got that right.
Chris, you still in there?
Ordering at the drive-thru. Doc, what's your guess? Ask him once he gets back. I got it right. I don't think it's pizza evening. I think that's later in the week. So I'm ready to get home and enjoy some air conditioning, maybe even jump in the pool. I'm not sure. I don't know if it'll be refreshing enough as hot as it is, but I might do it.
I'm going to come join you on that pool bit now.
I have. Usually, this late in the day, though, this hot, it'll probably end up being like bath water. You know, if you get down there in the middle of the day, it'll still be cool even though it's hot out. This late in the day, it may be a little bit too warm to actually enjoy. Even though I still do it. It's not quite as refreshing because it's not cold.
Have you ever been in a hot tub in the cabin in the mountains during the wintertime? Whew, when you get out, your body gets hit with cold air and it's like ice.
Yeah, I can't remember. It was either 2 or 3 years ago, me and the wife went to Gatlinburg for our anniversary. We took the boys with us, and at the place we were staying at, we were outside in the hot tub, and then it started snowing at the same time, and I just thought that was the coolest thing ever. It's the best time to ever be in the hot tub. FW.
But
where you at?
Where'd they go?
I went to Zaxby's.
For whatever reason, when you get from the back to the side, the radio just dies. It doesn't even, I didn't catch any conversation you guys had.
What drive through you were at? I said, the clock. What'd you guess, Chandler?
Tunnel.
And there wasn't no line. I pulled right up to the speaker to order.
Oh, I meant to tell you, I went to, we were coming back from Greenville this last weekend. I don't remember what we went for, but we stopped at McDonald's right near where I turned in to go towards your house. Oh, my God. Man, I don't know. Hopefully it was just a bad day, but the manager's sitting out there not doing anything, and the tables were filthy, and just like, are you kidding me?
Can I tell you what I love to get from McDonald's? I love to get their sweet tea. It is the best tasting sweet tea you could ever have.
Like my sister would say, that McDonald's not hitting on much.
A little disappointed. And Chandler, you're right. They got some awesome sweet tea. I wish I could have some, but trying to watch all my carbs and sugars and try not to be drinking sweet tea.
I can say I've never gotten McDonald's sweet tea.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet teas you get out are a lot of sugar. I only put one cup per gallon in mine.
Do you you have to try it. It is the best.
Chandler probably means the exact opposite of what you're saying. It's really sweet, so that's too funny.
Yep, he came over to my house. I just don't like a lot in mine and that, but I've been losing a little bit of weight here, trying to eat a little bit better. I'll probably eat salad at lunch tomorrow, because I'm sure Susan got a salad for dinner, so that's going to be leftovers.
A salad, especially with that salad dressing, like the Italian salad dressing. Besty stuff, man, that's good.
I don't think I've ever said I love one.
What driveway, so I'm going to say 7-3s, and Chandler and Andrew, you guys have an awesome evening, and maybe I can catch you guys again in the morning. KN4, TFW.
KN4, how are you, morning? And I'm actually doing the same thing as well. I'm pulling up in the driveway now, so I'm going to say 7-3 as well. Chandler, you be safe. We'll holler at you another evening. KO4CEM.
Roger that. It was a pleasure talking with you guys. It really was. I enjoyed it a lot. Andrew, make sure you behave and do what you're told. And I'll see you sometime later. KO4WWZ, I'll be there.